podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Tax return is what you'll be doing in a couple of weeks' time, theoretically.
I know. Tax. Yeah. It's not sexy, is it?
Oh, it's not. But that's okay. Mm. Maybe we can make it sexy. Damn, I should have had some sexy music.
I always
No, sexy. I hate it. I hate it.
Remember how I talk about
Don't. I hate it.
Loss and gains. Gross.
Yeah.
Tax.
No, you could have stopped at gross.
Gross. Net.
Don't say that.
We'll do that another time. Yeah. We'll do it when it's closer to tax time, I reckon.
That'll be fun.
Keep the fires burning.
Yeah, so ATO, you know, they have different focuses every year. Quite often we'll get a list of industries that they'll be focusing on.
Oh, really?
I don't have that for you right now. So
I don't listen to any of that.
Forget about it. This year, apparently, they've pivoted to a particular focus on overclaimed deductions.
Okay.
All right. So if you are claiming essentially more than what is normal for your industry and for your role in that industry, then it's going to set off a red flag.
No, come on, guys. Don't look into it.
Also, I get that
every
year.
I need highlighters for some reason.
I get that every year. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm just really busy, guys.
Mm.
Anyway, so overclaim deductions, omitted income as well. Like, so if you're making money and you're not
Son of your business, it's cash in hand. That's why cash is king. Get out of my face.
Selling the broccoli on the side of the road.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened.
Sleeper
agent.
And areas where data matching identifies discrepancies. So I think that's what we're talking about when it's like, you know, different, you're higher than usual for your industry. You've lost me,
but I'm still here for you.
Taxpayers should be particularly mindful of work-related expenses, rental property deductions, side hustle and gig economy income.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're deliveroo-ing, well, that's weird because they're not a thing anymore, but trust arrangements
you're not gonna get paid.
And holiday homes.
Yeah.
So the ATO gets information from everywhere, they're saying. But you shouldn't get your information from just anywhere, because would you believe that the big thing impacting the tax world this year specifically, but a little bit last year as well, is AI.
Oh, why?
Because they are finding that so many Australians are going to AI for tax advice.
Yeah.
And it's not like real.
No, that's the thing. It's like an echo chamber. Whatever AI gets, it will then repeat back to us. So, yes, sometimes it is correct, but sometimes it is incorrect.
Yeah, people are paying a heavy price for putting their trust in technology instead of qualified professionals. I mean, always the way, isn't
it?
I mean, I tried to get AI to do my dental work and that didn't work out well, did it?
They said, you look great. No need to do anything here.
Lies. All of it. Slop. 76% of accountants have seen an increase in their clients using public AI tools such as ChatGPT for financial and tax advice during the past year. Queensland apparently is the worst for it.
Yeah.
The NT is also up there in New South Wales. So Victoria, not too bad at the moment. But the big message is don't let AI either do your tax altogether or B, tell you how to do your tax or whether you can claim stuff.
Okay, just Google it like a normal person. No?
I'm not saying
that's
that.
That's not the message?
I'm not saying that. It's this guy, Paul, from a company that's involved.
Tell me what Paul says.
Well, all right, he's the general manager, APAC, at Dext.
Sure.
Right, so aren't you glad we went back to that? Just take my word for it, mate.
I'm sorry.
Artificial intelligence is an incredibly powerful technology, has an important role to play in improving productivity and supporting professionals. However, these findings suggest too many Australians are treating public AI tools as a substitute for professional financial advice rather than a starting point for further investigation.
He's used AI to write that.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I've got to explain one of these to you. It's so good.
Memes. I want to talk about some memes.
You are the worst.
For some reason, I was getting a bit sexy with it.
Doing like the sexy secretary gear during that song.
You were just like,
this is awful.
I know. For those that don't know, sometimes you see memes, right?
Mm.
But memes are written, and so you only hear them in your own voice Whereas I like to bring memes to the table and read them for you so you can hear them in someone else's voice.
It's also a very visual medium and it doesn't really work for radio unless we read them for you.
Or does it?
Or does it?
I want to say thanks to Meech on X that put this one out and said, with the way the world is going, I just be hitting accept all cookies. Who cares anymore?
I like that.
I rate that so much, mate.
I think about cookies far more than I need to.
So do I. And then when you click no, you're like, oh.
Remember I talked about that months and months ago? I was like, just realised that you can say no to cookies and then it doesn't. Like completely shut down the website or anything.
Yeah.
It just says no.
I always click yes on my work computer because I'm like, I don't care. But now in my personal life, maybe I'll do that too. Yeah. Thanks so much, Meech. That's another meme.
Hang on. Let me stop it and start it.
Memes. Memes, 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 memes.
No, keep your tongue in your head.
Memes, 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 I want to talk about some memes.
Eyebrows aren't supposed to do that. Oh, God, you're disgusting.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Do you reckon Chris puts a bit of wogginess on that? A line from a film.
No, I never noticed it.
Yeah.
I'll have a listen when we wrap it up with that same little jingle.
Yeah.
This is the game we play on a Thursday morning where I take pieces of audio, either a song, something from a movie, something topical maybe, and I substitute one of the words for just a little bit of fartiness.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun. I try and get what we're calling it, a clean wipe, which I'm not, I don't like saying, but
three from three,
I get a clean wipe.
Clean wipe.
Yeah.
Bonus points if there's a bit of corn in there as well.
No, mate, no. I'll stop you right there. That's disgusting. We've already got enough. We don't need any more.
Okay. Well, take a seat.
Okay.
Lift the lid, take a seat. Here we go. Question number one for Word Beneath My Wind this week sounds like this.
It was. We had bodies in the box. A deflected cross. Gula arriving. Got good contact on it, but that's a good save from Beach.
Over the top, here's Nestori. Great first touch. Nestori, a good now. Oh, my. It's a Nestori moment in Vancouver.
Oh, my God. Is it God?
You can have one more guess at it. It's not God.
Oh, my. Word.
Hey.
Nestori, great first touch. Nestori, a good now.
I'll pay it.
It's a mystery moment in Vancouver.
I knew when you said topical that there must have been something topical in there.
Yeah, yeah. Got a little extra wipe there, didn't you? Okay, question number two, word beneath my wind for this week. Tell me, what are we missing here?
Now, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the boat. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over.
That's unfair.
Yeah, go on.
That's unfair.
Go on, do it. I've got audio. Because we were talking about a current affair this week, so I thought, hey, let's get a bit of
oh, no, ACA. Crazy dog man.
Yeah, so here we go.
Now, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the boat. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over.
Can I just say, shout out to Justin, who loves this game so much and like sends me suggestions all the time.
Really?
That was from him.
Justin.
Love your work, mate.
Okay, all right, here well, we look, go. I've got...
Two from two.
Are you happy for me? Okay, you did lend me a wiping hand.
Yeah. Just passed you another opportunity underneath the cubicle.
Yeah, you did. You gave me a ply. So really, okay, I am two from three then.
Cool. Question number three. Tell us, what word are we missing here? Do you know what's coming?
I don't know what's coming, but there's a lot of time. I keep waiting for it like that.
Friends collect your goods and change.
go.
I missed one.
You missed.
I was so worried about the. there was a xylophone. There's a ring of the xylophone at the end that I replaced with the fart. I was so focused on that.
Yeah, you
one.
Were that you missed it. Okay. The word is no.
Yeah. You already knew it. Hey, another clean wipe for Loggy.
Oh, great game, mate. Great fart choices. I always have to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, very, very. Fitting with the theme of the word, which is great.
All right, and big thanks to Chris for this too.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie say thanks.
Did you know that I'm the Oracle?
The Oracle?
Yeah. You remember this? Remember how a couple of weeks ago... Oh, thank you.
Oh, a little Spanish guitar.
Yeah. I've changed it up now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I play this one with my foot.
Okay.
I play the pan flute with my mouth.
Probably not a good idea to play Spanish guitar with your mouth. No. Jimi Hendrix over here.
Well, you know, when in Rome...
play the Roman guitar, a Roman nose.
There we go.
There we go.
So this all started because my brother-in-law lost his sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I went into myself and thought, where would I be if I was his sunglasses?
Yeah.
And I said, they're in the back of your wife's car. And they were. And
yeah.
We were all like, what? How did I know this?
You just tuned into the universe, didn't you?
I mean,
you did use powers of deduction and sort of process of elimination.
Okay, I don't appreciate all, that
hey,
negativity.
It's not negativity. I'm saying there are many skills and many facets to the ways of the Oracle. In fact, most of them we don't even understand.
Yeah, that's right. Good save. I'll accept it. Anyway, we then went on and we had people call up.
Yeah.
In need of the Oracle's help. And one of those people was Tony from Corio. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Loggie. How are you today?
I'm feeling very in tune.
Excuse me, you're talking to the Oracle? I'll have you address her as such, please, Tony.
Apologies, Madam Oracle. How is your day today?
It is well. Now, Tony, how did I end up helping you? You sought my help. Please tell us again.
So my son had lost his earbuds. They'd been missing for about 3 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of our wits and patience, we came and sought the wisdom of the Oracle.
Would you say you went on a pilgrimage? Would you say you went on a pilgrimage? It was quite the journey. Odyssey, if you will.
Yeah,
to get to the Oracle to ask her the question.
Most certainly. It was a trying journey, but we did receive the wisdom of look in his jacket pocket.
Oh, okay. And Tony,
so,
it's been a little while, but you've called back. What do you have to tell the Oracle?
So I straight away rushed home, went through all his jackets in his cupboard, thinking that I was going to save myself a couple hundred dollars and find them that day.
Absolutely.
I was a little bit heartbroken to start with because I couldn't find him in any of the jackets in his cupboard. Oh. But upon him arriving home, he reminded me that weekend, he'd actually slept over at his Nana and Upa's in Altona.
Yes.
So I organised to get up there. My mother, who's his Nana, informed me that, yes, he had left a jacket there.
Yeah.
But that she had washed it.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, Oracle, yep. So, hit a snag.
As you can imagine, the emotions were quite strong.
What a rollercoaster.
She asked me quite plainly, why are you so worried about the jacket? It was from the op shop.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not the jacket that I'm worried about. It's the headphones and earbuds that he had in the pocket. Possibly.
Yes.
And she turned around and she went, oh, yeah, I grabbed those. Didn't you get my text about them?
What? The Oracle sees all.
Amazing.
Amazing. The worst part is Mum forgot to send them a text message.
Oh.
So a little send arrow on the side.
Do the old text in the brain.
Tony, I mean, I'm feeling this. We're on the vibe together. I feel so happy that I could help you.
Oh, it's greatly appreciated, Lockie. You saved me a fortune, not just in cash for replacements, but also in mindset.
Yeah.
Be able to actually not have my child's neck annoying me for getting a new set.
Mental anguish.
Oh, you're welcome, exactly. Tony.
And also, sounds like you sort of indirectly got him some free laundromat gear as well.
Yeah.
Some laundering of the jackets. So.
Tom and Lockie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.